couple of things while she gets to pray. You know what I'm
talking about? Amen.
Well, our focus and GPL are to the end ahead.
Focus on the end ahead. Glory to God. The end ahead. And knowing that, we know that what God does, what God does, He stirs the heart of men to pray.
Hallelujah.
He stirs our hearts to pray. Okay. He stirs our heart to pray. But many times, one thing people don't know is the fact that God leads us to pray. A man who prays is a man who trusts God. A man who prays is a man who trusts God. You know, when a man doesn't pray, when a man doesn't have a prayer life, if a man doesn't have a prayer life, he's a man who doesn't pray is a man who tells God, I can do it on my own. You get me? Prayer is dependent on God. I'm depending on God's power. Glory to God. Look at something. Look at Acts of Apostles chapter 1 verse 8. Acts 1 8. Jesus. In verse 8. It says, okay, before I get to Acts 1 8. Okay, let's look at Acts 1 8. For ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost come upon you. Right? Then after the Holy Ghost come upon you, ye shall be witnesses unto you. In Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He gave them an instruction. You shall be witness unto, right? Right? He tells them to be witness of him by preaching the gospel. Now, you know, it's an instruction that is, oh, Jesus has told us, let's enter the field. But what did we find them do as soon as Jesus left their side? In verse 14, say they continued in one accord in prayer. You see that? In prayer. There's a whole lot of years for us. A whole full year and years to come. How do you respond to God's word? You know, getting into GPLR told us that 2025 for us is a year of supernatural rain. So what do you do? When you hear God's word, your first response to God's word is prayer. So that means when Jesus told them, you will be witnesses unto me. He told them, make disciples of every nation, preach the gospel. So their first response is to pray. So prayer is important to the believer. Prayer is vital. A believer who doesn't pray is a believer who doesn't trust God. Okay, a believer who doesn't pray is a believer who doesn't trust God. Because number one, you must understand that this is God's task in the earth. Genesis 1:1, heaven and earth. Genesis 1:3, let there be light. So it's God's task. Hallelujah. Amen. But for man to be found in God's task, effectively, he must be a man of prayer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Acts of Apostles chapter 2. Verses 1, they had the Holy Ghost come upon them.
But they were praying.
They were in one accord. Verses 42, those who got saved were exposed first to prayer. What does that show you? They were exposed, one of the first activities they were exposed to, right? Acts 2:42. Is that this continued in one accord? Oh, sorry, I'm reading something. It says, Acts 2:42, don't mind me. And they continue to step up in the apostles' doctrine, right? In and fellowship and of breaking of bread and in prayer. So one of the first activities that the new converts were exposed to was prayer. What does that tell you? They were exposed to depending on God. Amen. Depending on God. No man can carry out God's task effectively without prayer.
Amen.
No man can carry out God's task effectively without prayer. A dear man of God said, before you speak to men for God, First of all, speak to God for men. Amen.
Pray.
Jesus
in John 1
is God becoming man. God becoming man.
Yes.
God becoming man. This is God himself. John 1. 1. John 1. 1 to 14. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Say it was in the beginning was God. All things were created by him. And without him was anything made that is made. In him is life, and the light is the light of men. The light shines in darkness, and darkness comprehended not. He said, there was a man who was sent from God. He said, was sent to bear witness of the light, that all through him may believe. He said, but it was not the light. He was sent to bear witness of the light. But this is the light that lighted every man that cometh into the world. He said, he was in the world was made by him, but the world knew him not. He said, he came to his own, and his own received him not. Hallelujah. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to be called the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, who were born not of blood, not of the will of flesh, not of the will of man, but of God. He said, that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. That Word that is God, the Dabar, Jesus is God in the flesh. And yet as God in the flesh, he prayed. Amen. He prayed. So God is teaching us how to depend on God. Okay, hear me. God teaches us how to depend on him. He prayed. Hallelujah. In Acts 3, in Luke 3, he was going to be baptized. He was praying. Glory to God. He was praying. In Luke 5. Quickly. Luke 5. Luke 5. Verse 16. And he withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed. So Jesus had that attitude of faith. He withdrew himself. He came out to one prayer. Glory to God. Amen. He withdrew himself to one prayer. So there's no way you read the synopsis and then you will not see that Jesus was given to prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Look at chapter 4, verse 42. It says, and when it was day, we departed and went into the desert place, and the people sought him and came unto him and stayed. That he should not depart from there. So he went to the desert place to go and do what? Chapter 5 has made us see, to pray. So Jesus was always giving to prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hope you are with me. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. So you cannot say you are involved in the ministry with Jesus and you are not praying.
There's no way you say you are a workmanship or you are a workmanship and you're not praying.
There's no way you say you are a child of God and you're not giving to prayer.
No.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. So a believer who doesn't pray is a believer who is trusting in himself and not God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is a believer who is not trusting in God. When a believer trusts in God, he will power pray. Prayer is, I trust God. That's what it means. Prayer is, I trust God. I trust God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at Luke 6, verse 12. Luke 6, 12. It says, and it came to pass in those days that he went out into the mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God. Jesus prayed all night. All night in the Jewish custom is 6 to 6. He prayed 6 to 6. All night. Night starts from 6 p.m. So Jesus was praying 12 hours. Someone said, it's not about how long, it's about how well. If how long is not important, Jesus will not pray long. Hallelujah. It also involves how long. How long is also important. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What is your prayer life about? What is your prayer life about? What is it about? Why did Jesus pray? He prayed for God's will to be done in the earth.
Luke 22. Hallelujah.
When he went to pray, some people thought he was just saying, Lord, if it is your will. No. Amen. He was not just saying, oh God, if it is your will, let this come to pass. Not my will, but your will, O Lord. Oh, my will, my will. He said that was what he was singing. Remember, he said that 3 times, and he came to meet his disciples, and he told them, can't you wait with me for at least 1 hour? So that means, you can put it that Jesus went to pray everywhere 1 hour, he came out. So he prayed 3 hours stretch. Minimum. Say, can't you wait with me at least 1 hour? Now, I'm not saying that was a 1 hour prayer, but at least, he said at least. But we already have seen, he had an attitude of going to pray all night. So, that was one of the all night prayers. Hallelujah. Amen. And he came back and met them and told them, can't you watch at least 1 hour? And he went back and prayed, oh Lord, not my will. So that means, what he was praying for was God's will in the end. That means God's will in the end will not happen if men don't pray. I want to see God's will happen in this city. I have to pray for it. Did you see that? I want to see God's will happen. I have to pray. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So when men don't pray, they are trusting in themselves. And nobody, you can't get the job done by trusting yourself. Trusting yourself is idol worship. Amen. Your good English cannot get the job done. Hope you're hearing me. Greek and Hebrew cannot get the job done. It's God that can get his job done through man. That is why we trust power of prayer. It's good English. It's done. It's not that someone that does not have, that cannot speak good English, gets to a city, gets to a place, and people got healed. People got saved in their numbers. Yeah. But I thought I went to school. You didn't go to school. It's not by school, though. Amen. Glory to God. Peter, when they heard Peter, they said they took note that these people are unlearned. They were not schooled, but they took note that they've been with Jesus. Hallelujah. So it's not academics that will get the job done. It's not masters that will get the job done. Hallelujah. The man that depends on prayer. The man that depends on prayer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Therefore you find it across the scriptures in the book of Acts. These were men deep into prayer. To see God's will done on the earth. To see God's will done on the earth. So how often should I pray? Oh, my pastor said, when should we stop praying? When the will of God is done on the earth. Amen. When every man is saved. If I turn and I see that there's somebody who is not saved, that this prayer needs to be done. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. We ought to pray. Luke 17 verse 1. Jesus said, the Bible says, and he gave them a parable to the end that men ought always to pray. Men ought always to pray. Men ought always to pray and not to faint, not to lose heart. Men ought always to pray. Men ought always to pray. So that means if I don't pray, I will get tired. If I don't pray, I will get tired. I told someone. I told someone, 90, even 100% of the time, believers who get tired of the things of God, believers who chicken out on the things of God, who let that on there, or you see them, you can't find them in the work of ministry, you are calling them, they are switching off their phone, they are running from me. Yeah, watch them very well. They are not praying. Amen. When you see a believer, stop doing the things of God. Stop doing getting involved in ministry is a function of consistent lack of prayer. Amen. So there's something called prayer failure. Not that when you have NEPA failure. National greed. The believer, your national greed is prayer. Hallelujah. Your national greed is what? Prayer. When a believer doesn't pray, the things of the spirit doesn't make sense to him. Okay, are you hearing me? Glory to God. Glory to God. So men ought always to pray and not to faint. Faint there means not to lose heart. Meaning I can lose heart if I don't pray. Hallelujah. A young guy asked me, that was in 2015. That was around, 2014, 2015, around 10 years after I started church. And then he asked me and said, how have you been so consistent? Plus everything that is happening, blah, blah, blah. He said about the analogy. See, I've just been doing. The guy was just getting into ministry. I wanted to know how come I've been consistent. I said, you know what? I do simple things. I pray. I study the word and I evangelize. These are the 3 days. The moment I stop praying, every other thing doesn't make sense. This of the spirit makes sense to the man that prays. It makes sense to the man that prays. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. When I was in school, a young guy saw me in the night when every other person was sleeping. Some were following women. So he saw me going straight into a thick bush to go and pray. He said, what are you guys? We're going to pray. Amen. We're going to pray. That's the only thing that makes sense.
Amen.
Glory to God. Is it that I always feel like praying? Sometimes I might not feel like it. Right? But I ought to pray. I ought to pray. Prayer is a responsibility. Okay, so a man who doesn't pray is irresponsible. Okay, prayer is responsibility. All always to pray. Glory to God. And on this mountain. Glory to God. We're going to catch prayer bodies. I'm going to share with you something we'll all be receiving in this mountain, on this mountain. Glory to God. Glory to God. That is the spirit of supplication. The spirit of supplication to pray. Make us always to pray. Glory to God. Look at what prayer does. Look at Acts 4. Look at Acts 4. I'm going to show you something. Acts 4. This is 31. It says, and when they have prayed, watch it, when they have prayed, the place where they were assembled together, the place was shaped where they were assembled together, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost. Say they were filled with the Holy Ghost. And then what happened? They spoke the word of God with boldness. With what? With what? With what? How did they speak the word of God?
With boldness.
They spoke God's word with boldness. Look at chapter 5 verse 12. That is the effect of prayer. Let's read chapter 5. Acts 5 verse 12 together. What to go? Acts 5 verse 12. Come on, let's do it together. What to go? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at verse 14. What to go?
And the believers were.
Did you see what happened? Did you see what happened? The effect of prayer. The effect of prayer. When you pray, it means you are depending on God.
Not good or true.
They spoke God's word with boldness. When you pray, prayer is not for things. I've always said it. Prayer is for men. So men, hallelujah. Pray! Pray! In Acts 6, Peter said we would give ourselves continually. The word continually is without stopping. Amen. Procastirio. Give ourselves continually to prayer
and to the ministry of the word.
Prayer! Prayer is what the believer gives himself to. Prayer. For pray. Pray. Hallelujah. Giving yourself to prayer. First. So you must now start from today to reorganize your life.
It's something we'll look at in this
retreat. To reorganize our life. Prayer stands first. Okay, enemy. Prayer. Prayer. Conscious. When you pray. When you pray. And the Lord said to me, as we got prepared, or as I got prepared for retreat, this retreat, the Lord said to me, on this mountain, people will catch prayer for them. Hallelujah. Not just for this place. Even outside here. People will begin to recognize prayer bodies. Hallelujah. Men that will stand. standing the gap. Glory to God. Look at Ezekiel. Before we get to Ezekiel, look at something for Zechariah first. Then we'll get to Ezekiel 22. Zechariah. Quickly, let's get to Zechariah first. Chapter 10, verse 12. Chapter 12, verse 10, sorry, I read it. It says, I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and supplication. Hallelujah. The spirit of what?
Grace
and supplication. To stand in the gap. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say on this mountain, I receive the spirit of supplication. So stand in the gap. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Sometimes you just stand up to pray. We're going to see. You can be doing things. Now that's what you're going to get on this mountain. Hallelujah. Most times, see, let me tell you something. Many times, as believers, there are some things the Lord will begin to lead us to do. That maybe after a while, years after, we'll let go of them. And the Lord brings it back to our remembrance. Again, for us to get back to them. And I've told us this several times. Right? That God wants us to stand in the gap for them. Where you receive bodies to pray and how to pray that. Look at Ezekiel. Ezekiel 22, verse 30. Ezekiel 22, verse 30. Quickly. Are you there? Are you there?
Oh Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Are you ready? Let's do together. One, two, go. For I sought for a man among them that should make up the edge and stand in the gap before me for the land that I should not destroy it, but I found one. Well, we're going to read it. Let me tell you how to read it. Look at how I read it. And I sought for smart among them that should make up the edge and stand in the gap before me for the land that I should not destroy it, and I found him. Say, Lord, you found me. Do you believe that?
Yes,
do you believe that?
Yes,
now put your name there and say, Lord, you found me.
Lord,
put your name in that verse. Let's do it together. Want to go? Say, Lord, you found me.
Lord, you found me.
Say, Lord, you found me.
Lord, you
found me. Hallelujah. You see that? If God is to do something, you will look for men to pray. Hallelujah. If anything is to happen, he sorts for men to stand in the gap. Stand in the gap. Glory to God. I remember one time like that, I'll share this as I begin to close. I shared it. I mean, I'll share this. One of our brothers was involved in a very deadly accident like that. That almost took his life. Right? He was electrocuted. Now, when the news got to me, the first thing I asked was the cell leader. I said, at that point in time, were you prompted to pray? Because I know that was the word you had that period, that you'd be scared of the pray. And then the cell leader said, yes, but she didn't know what was happening. So he just, oh God help you. But I said, the moment you don't respond, the Lord will get someone else immediately to pray. So I asked another person. Right? Will you stand to pray? And the person said yes. I said, what did you do? He said immediately he got to Protestant church and was praying. That same time. And I said, that was what preserved the guy's life. Because the amount of tension, the amount of electricity that went into his body was enough to suspend his heart from working. He would have been dead. Hallelujah. Though he sustained some injuries, but you know what? God kept it because someone prayed. Hallelujah. You know, and God prepared for this. That was one of the incidents that came into my mind. And several other ones. He said, men are going to stand in the gap. Now he's going to place prayer burdens on people. Prayer burdens are different burden time for you to pray now. Hallelujah. And we're being stirred from this place. We're being stirred from this place into the years. Hallelujah. So how do we pray now? Some people say, oh God help me. Oh God help me. Oh God help me. You don't know what to pray.
No, you pray in the Spirit.
Hallelujah. You pray in the Spirit. You pray in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Sometimes it might be for people you don't even know. People that you might not even know. But the Lord will stir your hearts to pray. My pastor will say, one of the times that he knew that people were praying for him was when he was small. When he was small. And he went so. And with his cousins. And they were inside. So his cousins, they have a big pool outside. Swimming pool. So he came outside. Everybody was inside. He cannot swim.
But
he just looked at the swimming pool and wanted to test him. He wanted to test his swimming. So he jumped inside.
Jumped inside and he began to sing.
He said, in fact, he has said his last prayer. What a very small boy. Say he has said his last prayer. I'm gone. But he didn't even know his cousin at that point came out. His cousin said he didn't even know why he came out. But he came out. Small, small boy, though. Hallelujah. He just came out and saw him drowning. And just put his hands and dragged him out. Kick it out. How the cousin gathered the strength to drag him out, even he doesn't know. Because they are of the same size. You know,
normal, if you are of the same size, you cannot help me in a drowning situation. Don't be aware. But he was rescued.
Hallelujah. He said, if there's one thing he believed, he believed that people have been praying for him. Most times your prayer is not because of now. Your prayer is not because there is something happening to somebody now. Your prayer and deposit for tomorrow.
The reason why I am here
as your pastor is because somebody prayed for me. Hallelujah. The reason why I'm standing is because somebody prayed. The reason why we are here in Iba, in this school, on this land, I can bet you that maybe 50 years ago, people prayed for this land. And they are not even here to see what is happening, but we are here today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. So when God tells your heart to pray, many times don't be too short-sighted when you want to see what is happening. What is happening? No, more than you have been scared to pray for the years to come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You have been scared for the years. So when you pray like that, you pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. You pray in tongues. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You yield to the Spirit of God. So pray. The Spirit is yielding to the Spirit of God. Your prayer life without praying in the Spirit is not the prayer life. You pray in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Pray in the Spirit. On this mountain we are going to receive supplications. Even as we pray, we will receive prayer bodies. Prayer bodies to pray. Pray it out. Pray out. Hallelujah. I remember one day like that. I was studying at home years back. And then, I was just led to pray. I prayed that day. I prayed the deep freeze that we had at home, the hand almost came out. Because I held it. I held it and I prayed. And my mom came, she asked me, what happened? Yeah, I'm fine. She said, no. What happened? She said, this kind of prayer, something has happened. I said, no. I just led to pray. You know, sometimes when you pray, you think, what kind of sin did you sin? Why are you praying like this? Glory to God. Well, you're just there to pray. And in those times of prayer, sometimes you feel the body, the heart. You know what happens? Your emotions, the emotions of the Lord are now being substituted with yours. Hallelujah. And you can go for hours and hours. Just pray. Glory to God. Right in those days. We're in those days. We will pray more. We're in those days. We will offer up in the place of prayer. We will offer it up in the place of prayer and stand in the gap. Hallelujah. On this mountain. On this mountain. On this mountain. Hey, I want to say this. Nothing will happen around you if you've not given permission for it to happen. Your families, because a lot of people pray for our families in 2025. Nothing will happen if you don't give permission to it. We're going to uphold things in the place of prayer on this mountain. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Are you ready? See, it's some of you have seen the timetable already. It's not 2 minutes prayer. It's not, let's pray, oh God help me, oh God help me, oh God help me, oh God help me. Man. It's not, no, we don't have. It is. No. It's long hard prayer. And this year, when we start to pray, we're going to pray for a long time. Glory to God. Hallelujah, it's going to be long. And when you say something is long, it's a marathon. Nobody who wants to run a marathon runs by running first. Imagine wants to run a marathon. You don't know it's marathon. That's what I'm telling you. You don't know it's marathon. You want to do marathon. And you, because your name is Usain Bolt, you just had a... You know, others are just jogging. Because they know the journey. I look at you, do you say boats after 100 meters? Are we not over? Over the body. The journey is too far. The people who are slow and steady will come at you. Amen. That means you conserve the energy. Okay, enemy. Amen. You conserve the energy. With your back pain, it's real. It's real. Can fearless help you? Fearless will become fearful. Amen. Amen. See, I've told you. Nothing. There's no remedy. Body go pain you. Go feel harm. But Jesus said it too. Amen. That was talking about Jacob, right? The Bible says Jacob wrestled with the Lord. It was actually prayer. He read for Moshiach. He prayed, right? And what happened? He was to fear. He was not the same. Hallelujah. Amen. He wasn't the same. He body fear. Yeah. God. Glory to God. So you might not be able to help it. But you know, when you feel sleepy, you will. But the funny one is, when we start praying, and we start feeling sleepy immediately. That is the most funny one. It is still afternoon. So why are you doing it? But when you feel sleepy, you feel sleepy. But with your sleep, you pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Because what we are praying for is the years and years to come. Our stability in the work. Hallelujah. Colossians 4:2 say continue always in prayer. Continue always in prayer. And watch it down to. Am I reading it well? Colossians 4, right? Yeah. Yeah, continue in prayer and watching the same with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. So we continue in prayer. Pray without ceasing. Pray without stopping. Pray. 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 Hallelujah. So we have the years and the decades just right in front of us. What are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with the years and decades that men God is giving to you? We're going to pray. Amen. You know what? I was actually looking at the visions. I'll say this. Of the numbers the Lord showed me years back. I said, Lord, these are the numbers now. And the Lord said to me, you bet it in the place of prayer first. That means there's more for us as a church to pray about.
Hallelujah.
There's more. There are men God will have you reach that will not reach except you pray. Hallelujah.
Amen. You have to reach that street, that city.
You can't reach it first except you pray. Hallelujah. So what is your level of prayer life? have you been? Hallelujah. But I trust the Lord. Burdens. Burdens will be given. Hallelujah. Glory. Are you ready to pray? Are you sure you're ready? Okay. I'm going to do something for us. We're going to start by 12. We're going to 12:01. So, what we'll do is we'll start our prayer